Accession number 28357, Reel 4.
Mrs. Rivera, Reel 4. How about the Russians? Did you have any contact with the Russians or know anything about attitudes towards them while you were in Europe?
No, the only contact I had, and I knew nothing about them at all, was a woman who used to come to the office, and I don't quite know why she came. To this day, I don't know. And she was a elderly, very, very made up, very sophisticated, you know. And she invited me, I can't remember why, to her flat. And there was this man, and I remember she introduced me and told me he was a white Russian. And I didn't even know what it was, to be honest. I thought, well, he doesn't look very white to me. He's quite coloured, you know. He said, a white Russian. I remember that. And we had that awful soup, which I don't like. That, what was it?
Borscht.
Oh, terrible. I thought, my God, the white Russians can keep it. I don't like it. So that's. But I never had any connection with Russia, no.
You seem to have had a very interesting war, though. But, you know, particularly, well, right through. You were in London during the whole of sound of it working.
Yes.
And then, you know, your experience in Europe.
In Paris, yes. Just after the liberation. Mm.
Do you think it was important for women to have lived through World War II? Did it make a difference to your lives afterwards, do you think, that you'd had that experience?
I don't think really, somehow, you know. The only experience I get is aggravation when I compare it to today with all the electronics and everything else, the modernization. I realize that progress is necessary. Things change. But in my lifetime, I feel too many things change too quickly. And I myself cannot absorb them all. It's impossible for me. I can't do it. And I think of many things like, you take the mail. We used to have 4 mails a day. And look at them today. The telephone. I mean, we picked up the phone. You asked for a certain man. He'd say, "Oh, hello, Alda." We knew everybody on the phone. Today, you pick up the phone. Then you hear Beethoven's symphony. God, and then they tell you to hang on. I mean, I can't see what the progress there, you know. I think it's... But the main thing I find, all this progress, the biggest con against it, there are many pros, I agree, but the con, break up of the family. That, to me, all these teenagers having babies and all that, oh, God.
Do you think they're living through a war with all the deprivation and the austerity and the rationing, that it sort of gave you a set of values and standards?
I think you appreciated everything you had. That's true. Yeah, we really did. And I think it was very funny. My mother had her sister, Angelina. Every Tuesday she came over. And she came and she'd come with her little bag, and there'd be a bit of butter, a bit of tea, a bit of this and a bit of that. And my mother'd have her bag, and they'd exchange, you see. And on a Thursday, Mrs. Tidman, an English lady, who lived 2 doors away from us, the same thing happened. She'd come over, and she liked a lot of tea, being English, and we liked coffee, being Italian. And so she'd bring, my mother gave her the tea, she said, "Oh, lovely cuppa." I always remember she said, "Lovely cuppa." And she'd give us the coffee. And so it went on, all these different things, you know. But you appreciated it. And another thing I find, people, what shall I say, they were never rude. Never rude. Now, I mean, you went to a shop, and they spoke to you nicely. You did the same. Today, I remember was some time ago, because I don't go out anymore now, but I went to Woolworths, I can remember it, and I bought, I've forgotten what it was, a pen or what it was, and it was two items, threepence, so I got out sixpence, you know. She said, well, just a minute, she gets a calculator to do that. I said, for God's sake. I think a lot of this, all done by, you become a button. You're not human anymore. And you don't use your brain, do you? That's the way I feel. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm stupid that I can't understand a computer, probably. But it's beyond me. I just can't. No.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mrs. Rivera, for telling me about your very interesting experiences.
Well, I hope you didn't find it boring.
Oh, not at all. Mm. Not at all.
Good.
But I think, you know, I often wonder myself if war didn't make people more appreciative of things
I think so.
And also set attitudes towards our the waste society, where a lot of things are thrown away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And also, the one thing really aggravates me, I can never open anything. Oh, God, all my... Open the milk, it goes all over you, you know. Things like that.